I'm not very good at this. What I am good at, though, is the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip? Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, so the 97th Annual Academy Awards were last night at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood. So I thought I would just share a montage of the big winners for you.
And the Oscar goes to Kieran Culkin.
And the Oscar goes to Zoe Saldana.
And the Oscar goes to Adrian Brody.
And the Oscar goes to Mikey Madison.
And the Oscar goes to
Anora.
Sean Baker.
For Best Picture.
And the Oscar goes to
Anora.
Yeah, I hadn't seen any of that. So I don't know any of those movies. Who cares? Adam Sandler left the Oscars after, well, it was a big joke, but he left after Conan O'Brien was bad-mouthing him.
Adam, what are you wearing?
What are you doing right now?
I'm asking you what you're wearing.
Nobody even thought about what I was wearing till you brought it up.
You're dressed like a guy playing video poker at 2 a.m., Adam.
And you know what, Conan? I like the way I look. Because I'm a good person.
I'm a good person. Speaking of clothes, do you ever watch the Oscars and wonder how women stay tucked into their plunging neckline dresses? Well, Heidi Klum puts hers to the test by jumping on a trampoline before she leaves for the event.
Happy Oscars! It's an Oscar warm-up!
Yeah, that's Heidi Klum on a trampoline in a black evening gown. I don't know how she does that. Neil Young will play a free concert in Ukraine. And Billy Joel fell on stage during a show a week ago in Connecticut. Got up and finished the show. Don't know how hurt he was. Kristen Davis revealed that her affection for Alec Baldwin's luxurious Amagansett home made her hesitant to end their brief romance. She even joked about it.
Alec Baldwin was so rich by the time I dated Alec Baldwin, okay? Can I just say that straight out? Like, one of the best things about Alec Baldwin when I dated him is that he had the most incredible house in Amagansett.
Yes.
Like, I remember I was at work and I was like, Sir Jessica, I just don't know if it's going to work out with Alec and I, but I just really love that house. So embarrassing to say that out loud, but it's true.
I don't think I've ever experienced that. The parents, yes. The house, no. Martin Cove says an alternate ending was shot for his Cobra Kai character, but it was scrapped because it was too hokey. Does he mean cheesy? The last week or so has been really hard for celebrities. Guitarist of the band Badfinger, Joey Molland, has passed away. He was the last surviving member. We also lost David Johansen, a.k.a. Buster Poindexter. And singer Angie Stone died at 63 in a car crash on Saturday after performing in Alabama. She started out her career with The Sequence and the song Funk You Up. No, not that one. This one from 1979.
Said Angie B, hey, that's me. I rock so dangerously. You gonna do it, you gonna do it, you gonna do it, do it, do it. At a quarter to six, she got in a fix and you called on Angie B. And you look surprised as I arrive to see me dressed to a T. You gonna do it, you gonna do it, you gonna
do it. That was the band The Sequence. And yes, they were part of the Sugar Hill Records collection. Anyway, all right. Dirt alert. So Alexandra Daddario addressed the rumor that she is a bad actress.
Name the most outrageous rumor you've heard about yourself that won't go away. That I'm a bad actress. I'm not a bad actress. I've just done some projects that don't showcase me in the way that I should be showcased. Okay? The director and the writing is everything. And sometimes I'm lit poorly, but I'm not a bad actress. I got an Emmy nomination. How do you think I did that?
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. I got an Emmy nomination in 2022 for The White Lotus. That's not exactly her best claim to fame. Listen, her best movie was with The Rock, that San Andreas movie. I love that movie. And a Kardashian alert, despite his ridiculous online teasing of this rumor. Kourtney Kardashian says her 15-year-old son, Mason, is not a father. Okay. Thank goodness. That would be. That family's scary enough as it is. Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust, complete with a dirt alert and a Kardashian alert. What more do you want from me, people? I gotta go lay down.